Every era has a truth regime, a set of normative assumptions which set the boundaries of thought and police the parameters of allowable opinion. In the medieval era, for example, the overwhelming majority of people in Europe subscribed to an idea called the Great Chain of Being, with God at the top in heaven and Satan at the bottom in hell. Such was the ubiquity of this way of thinking in this period that certain thoughts and concepts that came outside of this framework were not only completely off limits, but also quite literally unthinkable for most people. We can call this the medieval truth regime. But as the events of history took their shape, as the church became more corrupt and abused its power, as discoveries in science and exploration gained momentum, and as the spirit of the age seemed to change profoundly, the old truth regime started to fall apart, the old ideas could no longer serve, and more people came to question them, until, in the end, there was a new truth regime, and when this happens, we see a revolution of the elites. Truth regimes, always and everywhere, find their ideological defenders in the intellectual class. These people disseminate and control the flow of information. They are the handmaidens of power. They help to maintain the status quo by policing the boundaries of what is thinkable. And accordingly, the questioning of a truth regime begins with renegade intellectuals who are able to jam the flow of information with new signals which scramble and question the status quo. At first, the renegade intellectuals will be persecuted as heretics, but as these ideas gain more purchase, generally as they are picked up by artists and disseminated in culture, they start to penetrate the institutions of the status quo. And as these ideas spread to more and more people, the old ideas can no longer serve. More and more people question them until, in the end, there is a new truth regime and we get another revolution of elites. Such a revolution took place following the Second World War. The old truth regime, which had been built on notions such as duty, patriotism, and respect for the family, came to be seen as old-fashioned and outmoded by renegade intellectuals in the 1950s and 1960s. And so a new truth regime emerged in which there was a new ultimate good and a new ultimate evil. The ultimate good was the idea of unlimited individual self-expression as embodied in the ideals of the 1960s. As John Lennon sung in his song, "God, I just believe in me, Yoko and me, and that's reality."
I don't believe in magic. I don't believe in hatching. I don't believe in Bible. I don't believe in tarot. I don't believe in Hitler.
In this vision, the nihilistic worship of the self becomes the ultimate good. as Patti Smith sang, Jesus died for somebody's sins, but not mine. My sins, my own. They belong to me. Me.
Jesus died for somebody's sins, but not mine. Milner, pot of thieves, wild cord on my sleeve. Thick, heart of stone, my sins my own, they belong to me, me.
This is the deracinated individual, shorn of history, culture, religion, a new man for a new age. Right now, we are only seeing the logical next steps in a society in which this idea is the ultimate moral good. But what is the ultimate evil in this truth regime? All fingers point back to its mythical foundations in World War II, which pits the good, plucky British, as embodied in the figure of Winston Churchill and their American allies, against the evil Nazis, as embodied in the figure of Adolf Hitler, who, in a moral system that values individual self-expression, is quite literally Satan. His creed, one based on racial identity, in-group interests, suspicion and active persecution of outsiders, a view of man as predator or as prey, against multiculturalism, against moral relativism, against globalism. In the view of the Boomer Truth regime, this view is a creed of evil. It is important to understand the full implications of this, because within the Boomer Truth regime, the left wing has stood for the ultimate good of the deracinated individual self-expression, while the right wing has stood against the ultimate evil of Adolf Hitler. The patriotism of the right wing is a patriotism that says we fought a war of good against evil, as defined by the Boomer Truth regime. Thus, when George W. Bush declared a war on terror, it was a war waged by a supposed right-wing American patriotism against the evil of Islamists in the Middle East. Islamists who were evil precisely because they, like Hitler, opposed globalism and a view of humans as deracinated individuals freed from religion, history, culture, and so on, and living only for their self-expression. Now, while this truth regime may have suited the 1960s and may have even suited the 1990s when I was a teenager, it may be the case that we are coming to the end of its life cycle. Those intellectuals who speak out against it have been heretics, but their voices are becoming more difficult to drown out. And there are signs that a new truth regime, and with it a revolution of the elites, will come sooner or later. In my view, those people looking to smash the Boomer Truth regime commit errors when they attack it head-on. For example, it is no good trying to rehabilitate Hitler. For example, we need not denigrate the Beatles. These symbols, which are at the foundations of the Boomer worldview, maintain extraordinary power and cultural capital. But also, if you focus on these, it will likely drown out important new truths by getting bogged down in historical specifics. It would be the worst thing in the world to get yourself trapped in a debate with a World War II expert or someone who can name the make and model of George Harrison's guitars. I was there watching Eric Clapton in 1967, man, yada yada yada. This sort of thing is a waste of your time. You need to step over it. Step over all of it.
That whatever occurred, and whatever occurs, we don't have to apologize. We step over what exists.
It is not useful in any way. What is much more important is to find new symbols, new ways of expressing things, new forms in which we can rehabilitate concepts that the Boomer Truth regime has suppressed or put so far out of mind as to be completely unthinkable. For this, you need a new language, shorn of historical baggage, a new way of framing things that cannot be reduced to what happened in the 1940s, a new paradigm that leaves the old one shattered and toothless, ashes in the dustbin of history. And once this has been achieved, the mental trap of the Boomer Truth regime will be over. Now get out.